Perfect Dose podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kristen Herzog, board-certified nurse practitioner and injection specialist. On today's episode, I'm going to share with you guys how to look 5 years younger. I'm going to share 5 tips that range from most basic do-it-yourself at home to must be done in office by a professional. So first tip I'm going to share with you guys is sunscreen. Now, while this might be the most basic tip, it is the most important tip, you guys. So you need to be wearing your sunscreen every single day, not just when you're going outside. Wearing sunscreen only when you go outside would literally be like brushing your teeth only when you eat candy. Now, why is that so important? Why do I need to wear sunscreen every day, even when I'm not outside? The answer is because the sun is literally the number one cause of aging in the face. In fact, 90% of visible aging signs on the face are due to sun exposure. And we're exposed from the sun every single day, even when we're not outside. We're exposed when we drive. We're exposed when we're reading books by the window. We're exposed way more often than you might think. Now, when wearing sunscreen, you may be thinking, well, which sunscreen should I get? How often do I need to apply it? So the answer is you should apply your sunscreen one time in the morning if you're not going to be sitting outside. If you're going to be outside, you need to reapply till you die, aka every 2 hours if you're going to be outside in the sun. But if you're just using it for your daily protection, one time after the last step in your skincare routine will be the perfect amount. Now, how much sunscreen you apply is very important. I like to remember the two-finger rule. The two-finger rule is literally hold up two fingers and measure from the tip of your index finger and the tip of your middle finger all the way down to your palm. You should put enough sunscreen to cover tip of the middle finger and tip of the index finger all the way down. So think two thick stripes of sunscreen. That's how much of SPF 30 or greater you need to be applying for adequate protection in your face. Now, some of you might be thinking, I'm good to go. There's sunscreen in my makeup. However, the sunscreen in your makeup is not enough. When SPF is mixed in with your foundation, you actually need a lot more than just the two fingers. In order for it to be the same amount as the two fingers of just straight SPF, you would need like a teaspoon of foundation, which is so much foundation, you guys. It would look crazy and unnatural to get adequate coverage from just your foundation. My recommendation is going to be to layer your sunscreen. Apply it first thing in the morning after you cleanse and apply your vitamin C. When you're done with your skincare serums, apply your sunscreen and then move on with your day. Now, for those of you who don't like to wear makeup and are like, sunscreen is going to be difficult. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to layer it with my foundation. The good news is you can apply a tinted sunscreen. That's what I actually choose to do. I apply a tinted sunscreen instead of foundation, so I can go about looking like I'm wearing makeup, but I'm not. So that's a really hot tip for you guys if you don't wear makeup and you still want to get in your sunscreen. The other tip I want to share about sunscreen is how to decide which kind. There's going to be mineral-based sunscreens and chemical-based sunscreens. And the difference between the two is how they are made up. So mineral-based sunscreens are made of zinc and titanium oxide, so two ingredients. They're going to leave your skin with more of a white, thicker residue. Now, if you get tinted, it's going to reduce the white appearance, but it still does look a little bit more like sunscreen is on your face versus the chemical sunscreen is going to be a lot lighter. It's going to be a lot easier to wear. It's not going to feel as heavy, but you do have to make that distinction of whether you want mineral or chemical-based sunscreen. So if you're somebody that's non-toxic, you're probably going to go for the mineral-based. If you're somebody that doesn't care, you just want lightweight and comfort, you're going to go for the chemical-based. Both of them protect you from the sun. The physical-based sunscreen or mineral-based sunscreen is going to block UV rays, while a chemical-based sunscreen is going to absorb them. Tip number 3, I am very excited to share with you guys, is tretinoin. And for those of you who don't know, tretinoin is a prescription-strength retinoid. Now, some of you might be thinking, what the heck is a retinoid? So I'm going to break it down for you. A retinoid is something that you are going to use on your skin to promote cell turnover. And what that means is you are going to get new baby skin. So think cell regeneration, new baby skin every single time I put a retinoid on my face. Now, there's different types of retinoids that you can choose from. There's going to be the prescription strength retinoid, which is tretinoin. That's going to be the most potent retinoid. That is also going to be the most hard to get because you have to go to a doctor in order to get it prescribed. But it is going to be the most effective as well. Now, there are other types of retinoids that are lower in potency, like retinol, and that you can buy at different med spas. You can also buy it at the drugstore. Most of the time at med spas, they're going to carry medical grade retinoids, which are going to lie somewhere in between the low grade retinol and the high grade tretinoin. And some med spas, like my med spa, Perfect Dose, will also carry tretinoin as well because I'm a nurse practitioner and I have prescription authority. Whether you choose tretinoin or whether you choose retinol is going to depend on your access to these medications, right? Some of you guys might be like, well, it's going to be really hard for me to go get tretinoin. It's easier for me to go to my local Walgreens, but will I have the same effect? And the answer is, you're going to get an amazing outcome with just retinol. It's just going to take longer. Tretinoin is more potent, so you're going to get results faster, while retinol is less potent, so it's going to take longer to get those results, but you're still going to get those amazing benefits. Now, I'm going to advocate a lot for tretinoin, and so does Kristen Cavalieri. If you guys love Kristen Cavalieri, she actually says that this is her best-kept anti-aging secret that keeps her wrinkle-free. Now, it's really up for debate whether she's just using tretinoin or combining it with Botox. I personally feel like she's probably doing the latter. But either way, tretinoin is a really great way to look 5 years younger. And if you can't get tretinoin, choose a retinol. Now, I want to break down for you guys not only the choices between tretinoin and retinol, but also how to incorporate this into your daily routine, because that's really important. When you first start a retinoid, whether it's the tretinoin or the retinol, you need to make sure that you're easing your skin into it. You don't just want to get the strongest, most high potency retinoid and start globbing it on your face every single day. We need to start slow to give your skin time to acclimate. So typically in my office, I put my patients on a protocol of starting retinoids every other day and slowly working their way up to everyday use. Now, it's important to note that retinoids will make you more sensitive to the sun, so you need to be wearing your sunscreen from tip number one above, and you need to make sure that you are also using your retinoid at night only. It is not something that you're going to be using during the day. It is going to be part of your nighttime skincare routine. Another frequently asked question when I talk about retinoids in my practice is not only about how to use them, but also, what about the irritation, the dry, flaky? My skin doesn't really tolerate that. So the answer is, in order to have a great result, you're going to need to get through the reaction. So it's normal to have dry, redness, itchy skin after a retinoid, and it really takes around 4 to 6 weeks for your skin to get used to it. Now, for those of you who are like, I'm not going to tolerate that, I don't want to do that, there are other options. We can start you with a plant-based retinoid called bakuchiol. And bakuchiol is like a secret ingredient that nobody's talking about, but I'm sharing it with you guys today because it is something that has the same benefits as retinoid. It's just better for sensitive skin. And it's also pregnancy safe. So if you're somebody that's pregnant and you can't use retinol, or you don't want to use retinol because your skin's too sensitive, this is a really great retinoid alternative. Now, tip number three is RF microneedling, aka radiofrequency microneedling. Now, radiofrequency microneedling has actually been around for quite some time, but it didn't start becoming a buzzword until Kim Kardashian shared on Instagram and TikTok that Morpheus 8 was her favorite anti-aging treatment. Morpheus 8 is a type of radiofrequency microneedling, and in fact, it is my absolute favorite. I am obsessed with Morpheus 8, you guys. If you hadn't heard about it, you've heard about it now, and I'm going to share with you the benefits and how this compares to other radiofrequency microneedling devices in the market right now. So radiofrequency microneedling is like microneedling, except it uses energy to help deliver more collagen deep into your skin. So when you have regular microneedling, which let's compare this to the retinol analogy that I spoke about before, high potency to low potency, you're going to have low potency microneedling, which is just like a skin pen. You go to your esthetician's office, they're going to use a skin pen to create teeny little micro injuries in your skin. Then those micro injuries are going to heal and produce new collagen. That's microneedling, which is absolutely amazing, especially if you're in your 20s or you're new to skincare. Starting with just regular microneedling is absolutely okay. It's also more cost effective. Now, radio frequency microneedling is going to be like that next level high potency. And there's two types. There's going to be monopolar radio frequency microneedling and bipolar radio frequency microneedling. The monopolar is simply radio frequency delivering energy into the skin and coming and not going back out. So this is going to be like your Vivace. So it's microneedling, but also the needles are going to be used as a delivery mechanism for the radio frequency to go into your skin. So instead of just creating injuries with the microneedle, you're going to have this heat-based energy as well. Then there's the next highest potency, which in my opinion is the best, hands down, my favorite, Morpheus. And Morpheus is bipolar. And what that means is radio frequency is going to go into your skin, just like the unipolar, but it's also going to come back out. So you're almost getting like a sandwich of collagen stimulation. Now, that's going to be the most aggressive treatment. There is going to be a little bit more downtime with that treatment, but it's absolutely amazing. And it's the only device that's FDA approved for skin tightening. So how you choose between these different options is really going to depend on, number one, cost. If you have, you know, a few $100 budget, you're going to have to go with microneedling. That's going to range anywhere from like $300 to $500, pending what, you know, where you go for microneedling and where you live. Now, after that is that radio frequency microneedling, and that's going to be around $1,250 per treatment. So it is more of an investment. However, you are getting those skin tightening benefits. So it is the best investment that you will ever make. I highly recommend that if you can afford it and you are over the age of 30, you go towards the radio frequency microneedling because you're going to get more bang for your buck. Okay, so why is microneedling with radio frequency such a game changer for making you look 5 years younger? It's because of collagen production. So as we age, we're going to lose 1% of collagen each and every year. Microneedling with radio frequency, the studies have shown that you actually get 400% collagen stimulation after 4 treatments. So this is going to be a game changer, you guys, for stimulating collagen, tightening your skin, and making you look 5 years younger. Okay, tip number 4 is literally the best kept Hollywood secret and the fountain of youth. It is Botox. And I'm telling you guys, if you see somebody walking around the streets, they have no lines, no wrinkles, they look amazing, and they're like, I just use La Mer moisturizer, they're freaking lying to you. They are getting Botox. The key to getting Botox is making sure you get good Botox, because there's good Botox and there's bad Botox. There's bad Botox that leaves you frozen, unnatural, Spock brow, 20 units for your whole face. Then there's good Botox where you literally look undetectable. You just look more lifted, more awake, 5 years younger. So the biggest thing with Botox is understanding how it works. And understanding that even though it is a toxin, there's actually a safe FDA-approved dose that will not go into your body at all. It actually stays very localized. So Botox is something that works in the muscle. And what it does is it actually relaxes your muscle when it contracts. So think about when you frown, when you're super angry, your eyebrows go in. When you have Botox injected in that muscle, it's going to lift your brows up. So you can see why this is going to make you look 5 years younger. Now, when it comes to dosing Botox, it's really important that you are dosed appropriately. And actually, the FDA approved Botox to be dosed 64 units for the full upper face, which is your frown lines, your forehead, and your crow's feet. And also with the units, why it's important that you get the correct dose is because less units is going to give you actually a more unnatural result. If you think about it and you're like, well, I only want 20 units and I just want it in my forehead. Imagine somebody with no forehead lines and then they have lines everywhere else on their face. They're going to look unnatural. So the key to getting good Botox and looking natural is making sure that you go to the right injector and you get dosed with the right amount. And I want to address this because you guys are thinking, well, how much is the right amount? I know you're telling me that 64 units is safe, but what amount of Botox is unsafe? And the answer is 13,000 units. You would actually have to be injected with 13,000 units at once in order to have toxicity in your body. So rest assured, you are perfectly safe when you're going to a med spa getting Botox injections, because even in my practice, I'm injecting anywhere from 64 to 100 units of Botox at a time, and my patients are absolutely fine. It is absolutely safe. Trust me when I tell you that getting full face Botox will be a game changer. when you relax the muscles that are pulling down and adding weight to your face, it will literally look like a facelift. So in my opinion, Botox is more important than filler. And if you are first thinking about injectables and you're like, well, where should I start? I want to look really young. You're already having sunscreen. You're already doing good skincare. Consider Botox because it is literally going to change your life. So tip number 5, you guys, is going to probably freak you out. However, it is my favorite tip. And I personally think that you guys are going to be hearing this a lot more in 2024. I'm going to share with you guys my last tip for looking younger. And my last tip, you guys, is getting a salmon sperm facial. I am not lying when I tell you that salmon sperm is going to make you young. Now you guys are thinking, oh my gosh, Kristen, what are you talking about? And you can rest assured that the salmon sperm is sourced properly. We're not causing any harm to salmons when we are collecting this amazing product. But what it is it's actually polynucleotides. And polynucleotides are really big in Europe right now. So mark my words, they are going to become more and more popular in the United States as regenerative medicine starts to grow. So polynucleotides, you guys, are regenerative medicine. And as an aesthetic medicine provider, I am so excited to be talking about this because I feel like it is the future of medicine. We are all wanting to do things that actually make us young. Biohacking is a trend. And for those of you who don't know biohacking is doing things that are going to make us younger, make us live longer, make us healthier. So examples of that would be like sauna, cold plunge. So aesthetic biohacking is literally the same thing, except we are taking treatments to the next level to make us look and feel our best. So polynucleotides are one of many regenerative medicine treatments that are going to be coming to the market. This will be like a whole other podcast episode, but we will get into more things like stem cells, more biostimulators, all the things that you guys are going to be hearing more and more about. So thank you guys for tuning in with this episode about the 5 ways to look 5 years younger. Follow me on Instagram at The Perfect Dose or come see me in Scottsdale at my med spa, Perfect Dose, for more. This is Dr. Kristen Herzog. I will see you guys next week.